It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Hello, I recently had microdermabrasion and I loved it. I can't say I loved it while I was having it. I was a little sensitive, but afterwards my skin was glowing. David, I'm wondering what you think about microdermabrasion. I'd also love to hear your opinion about chemical peels, which I have not had. Lay it on us, David.
Well, let me ask you, why did you go for a microdermabrasion? What was your reasoning?
Well, to be honest, I had signed up to get a facial. I had a gift certificate and I went to a local nice little spa and they said, oh, you get microdermabrasion with this. And I didn't really know much about it. But I asked a few questions. What does it do? What's it good for? And it says, well, it removes that, I guess, the top layer of skin and it just gives you a healthy glow. And everywhere I went, people were like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. And it lasted for like a week and it seemed to help clear my skin as well. So I'm a big fan, but I understand you don't want to do it more than once a month. Is that correct?
Well, yes, and actually, you've just hit on many topics. First of all, let me explain the difference.
Sure.
Microdermabrasion, chemical peels, is all in the same heading to me as exfoliation or scrubs, and you'll hear me say it over and over. One of my items in my prescription for youth is exfoliate dead skin cells, exfoliate the skin, because as we age, the cell turnover slows down, and so we want to accelerate that or get that back where it used to be. So I am a strong believer in exfoliation. The question is, which direction do you go? So there are two schools of thought here, and I will explain the difference. There's a physical or chemical exfoliation. Microdermabrasion falls into the physical exfoliation. And when you feel hear the term scrub, that's probably what you're thinking of mainly. It works more for superficial skin, which is exactly what you just said. Your skin looked more radiant. It's great if you have minor acne scars. Maybe you've got some fine lines showing. Maybe you've got enlarged pores. And so you could get an exfoliating scrub and do it yourself a few times a week just by getting a scrub if you want to make look more radiant and help solve this problem. If you want to go a little deeper or a little bit further, a microdermabrasion is great. You can over-exfoliate the skin. Hard to do with a scrub at home, but microdermabrasion is really, I'm going to say, a sandblasting of these little tiny crystals, and you're getting rid of you're exfoliating all the dead skin cells. So you're revealing new skin, getting rid of the fine lines, and I'm going to say, again, superficial skin imperfections is where you want to go. And that's, I'm going to say, that's why you saw a lot of the change, you looked more radiant, and you saw these things. Now, if you had deeper problems, maybe deep acne scars, maybe you've got deeper wrinkles, chemical peels go further. And so there's glycolic, there's alpha hydroxies that we all learned about many years ago. There's beta hydroxy acids. There are new enzymes that can now be done that are non-irritating. So there's a lot of take-home treatments you can do by looking in the store and finding them. And these are some of my favorite because if you had, well, we all often face adult acne, and that's often caused by the pores being clogged with a dead skin cell. It's caused by bacteria. So dabbing a little bit of a chemical peel type of serum or liquid onto the adult acne can get rid of it. You can use it all around the eyes to get rid of deeper wrinkles because it's not only getting rid of the surface dead skin cells like in microdermabrasion, but the properly formulated one can go a little bit lower to the layers and help increase the level. There are some dangers with it. If you get one that's designed at home, I prefer the new technologies of non-irritating. So you want to look for more enzyme-based that are non-irritating chemical peels, more of a leave-on that don't require neutralization. If you go to some of the online retailers and buy a dermatological level, you can get these high levels of chemical peels and be very cautious because many of them need to be neutralized after a certain length of time, can actually irritate the skin, but go beyond that, it can actually burn the skin. So you want to have a professional do it if you're going to buy professional products, but you can get topical ones from the stores for, you know, that are less irritating. So that's in a quick scenario, that's what I look at.
Well, when I went, there was another time I went because I liked the microdermabrasion, but they did, I think they did a chemical peel, but they did put some sort of mask on that had glycolic acid or salicylic acid. It burned so much, I was almost crying. I'm like, take it off. So I don't know. I mean, and it was supposed to be really gentle. Are they painful? Was it me? Again, I am a big baby, you know. I do have a very, no, seriously, like I stub my toe and I'm screaming. I have the lowest pain tolerance. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. It just was very uncomfortable, I found.
I don't like pain either. It hurts. No, a properly formulated product isn't going to create it. Can you feel a little stinging? Yes. But let me suggest this.
Okay.
First of all, your skin becomes adjusted or acclimates to chemical peels. So you start off at a lower level, and then you slowly increase it with time. So my favorite would be to find a product that you can use at home, maybe, an enzyme or non-irritating peel. Use it for a while. You want to go deeper? Then start off with a low-level alpha hydroxy. I prefer the glycolics because it is a smaller molecule and can get to the lower layers of the skin. If the proper professional is doing it, and this could be an esthetician, dermatologist, etc., they will monitor it, see it's irritating your skin, and neutralize it quickly. Over time, your skin will become more and more accustomed to it. And again, your skin cycles, so you repeat the cycle every 4 to 6 weeks. So you could start off slow and each week slowly increase it and get a treatment, or you can get different products at different levels and take home. So that would be my suggestion, is make sure you, I don't know who you went to, but make sure you're with somebody that is aware you might be a little more sensitive and starts you off on a lower level, not just jumps you right into it.
Now, you mentioned neutralizing twice. What do you mean by that when you said it needs to be neutralized?
Well, it's an acid. Let's face it. The word alpha hydroxy acid gives you your first clue. It's acidic. And so acid is slowly eating away at the bonds that are binding the skin cells. And so when we neutralize it, we're bringing the pH back up. Not necessarily your skin is actually acidic also, but we want to bring them back up to a more neutral pH to stop the process. Then they'd wash it off, etc. So what they're doing is deactivating. It might be a better word.
Oh, okay. So when you say neutralizing, that's just taking it off or washing it off? Is that what you're talking about?
Stopping the process and then washing it off, yes. Yeah. They would use a particular mask or serum or something to bring the pH up real quickly and then wash it off. And so, you know, again, microdermabrasion to me, a physical exfoliation, you know, you're blasting your skin, you can do too often. My favorite are the chemical peels. Start off at a low level, slowly increase it. And there's a lot of take-home products you can get that are properly formulated, that are non-irritating the skin, that can achieve the results you want. And something like that you could use every day without a problem. And those are where I truly
nice.
Like it. Huge cost savings because you're not having to go to a dermatologist or somebody each time.
Oh, okay. And you mentioned too with the microdermabrasion, that's, you don't want that more than once a month. What about a chemical peel if you're going to see a professional esthetician or dermatologist?
Well,
how often?
To me, you could do it both ways. You could go once a month, okay? Some may even bring you product to use, more of a maintenance product in between. But I will tell you, if you're fortunate enough that you could afford to go more often, going to an esthetician or going to your dermatologist even once a week, there's no harm in it because it can be done at a lower level. Next week, go up a level. The following week, up a level. The next week, the highest level. Week 5 or 6, return and go back to the lower level again. So you're constantly adjusting. And so I don't have a problem with those because somebody is monitoring it and you can do the lower layers. And so chemical peels have always been my favorite. You see great results with it, and it'll actually get rid of the deeper scars, work a little bit deeper than the microdermabrasion. So while dermabrasion is a quick flash, chemical takes a little bit more time, I am a strong believer in them.
All right. Now, what about the redness? How long does that last? And is that a side effect of the chemical peel?
It's actually a side effect of both. On the microdermabrasion, not as long because it's at the higher level. Your chemical peels, yes, it depends on the level done and your level of sensitivity. I have very sensitive skin, so I would see it longer than, let's say, you would. However, with using things to neutralize it, and if it's done in steps like we're talking about, it doesn't have to be that bad. Your downtime is not bad, and you can use a nice moisturizer that'll soothe out the skin. You and I have spoken many times about hyaluronic acid. I am a strong believer in products with high levels of hyaluronic acid. Because the hyaluronic acid is naturally found in the body, binds moisture to the skin, soothes the skin, and will help get rid of that redness.
So again, if you have less skin problems, you just want a nice, quick fix to make you glow, the microdermabrasion. If you have deeper issues, you want to go for the chemical peels. Again, you want to make sure you're seeing a dermatologist or an esthetician. Don't get them more than once a month. And keep listening to Radio MD so you can stay healthy and gorgeous. Thanks so much. So glad that you joined us today.